This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, if I come back too soon, maybe I should take another day off. It's Monday, post-Independence Day. Is anybody feeling extra independent today? Are you back at the work and grind, realizing that you're working half the year to pay off the man and the women and the children who are demanding it? Actually, the military-industrial complex, big time. They want you to keep working. Super Don, are you with me? Are you back? You got your ears on. Did you?
Is how am I sounding?
You sound great, man. It's like the barbecue
all
didn't
right.
Like burn your eardrums or the fireworks or anything.
No, it did sound like Beirut here for a good several hours on the 4th, but I survived just like you did apparently.
Yeah, how did Izzy do? Did the dogs do okay on the fireworks sounds?
You know, I didn't have to give them Prozac.
Thank you for that.
Managed to avoid the Prozac. But, yeah, you know, they barked and everything. Because, you know, listen, you have fireworks,
yeah.
And then you have fireworks. You know?
Well, what is the difference? What is the difference?
Calling?
That's actually,
oh.
By the way, that was a reporter, Petros Argyrou, calling from Greece.
Oh.
I was like, I'm talking with him about some stories we want to cover later in the week, and he's like, I got to get ready to go on the air. He's like, calling me while I'm on the air. But yeah, I can forgive him. He's on the Greece time zone, whatever that is.
Yeah. So anyway, yes, there were good fireworks, and there were really good fireworks, and that made the dogs bark. But did you happen to see, and I forgot to send you the link to this, there was a video going around on the internet where there was a firework display that was going on somewhere here in the United States where they had a computer malfunction.
Yeah, and they all blew up at once.
7,000 yeah. Fireworks all exploded at the same time. Now, that is a firework show.
Yes.
I thought that was Claire McCaskill interviewing Dr. Oz in the Senate last week. That wasn't the same thing?
No, not quite as spectacular. Not as good a show. But,
not as good a show.
Let's go talking about me. How about you? How was your 4th?
I unplugged. It was great. I never unplug, and I got to hang out with great friends. Our friend Ann Archer Butcher, who wrote Inner Guidance, was in town doing some seminars and presentation. I went to the bookstore where she was doing her thing, had a great time, and got the kids. My daughter is now off at camp, so it got quiet again. It's funny how if you, let's say, 50% of your kids are gone, like the camp, the sound, you know, you talk about fireworks and loudness, the loudness goes down by 100%, a factor of 100. It's like two kids, all the noise, one kid, no, it's quiet. It's interesting how that works.
Yeah, you take those times when you can get them.
Yeah, and we've got a story about kids, about rehoming kids, so we're going to talk about one of the weirdest stories we've come across recently. Super Don, you might have some insight on rehoming, what even that is. We'll get to that.
Yes.
Anyway, it's post July 4th, the holiday weekend. It's Independence Day weekend. And I don't mean to bum anybody out, but, you know, we go through these Independence Day spectaculars. You watch the fireworks. Some of you guys and gals drink beer or cook out or whatever. I did. We cooked out a little bit too. It was fun. But then you go back and you do business as usual, as it's called. Business as usual. Until you get uncomfortable enough. And I think that, you know, that's the point of why I believe, you know, some of the reasons, Super Don, why we've grown over the years, it's not because we necessarily make people uncomfortable. At least I hope not. At least not some of them. Well, actually, some of you, it's okay if you're uncomfortable because maybe you'll get up and move and do something different. And it's kind of like my story of being so uncomfortable in my earth suit, my body, that I finally said, I've got to do something different. And then when whatever you perceive to be God or the creative force or the Holy Spirit, whatever you think, it answered my prayers. It said, here's a guy that can help you to get well. I actually listened. I paid attention, and I applied the principles. And it changed my life for the better. And that's why I do what I do. That's why, you know, I am on a mission to heal. We are on a mission from God, whatever, however you perceive that to be. But we suffer so that what? We suffer just to suffer? Now I sound like a Jewish rabbi. Oi, the suffering. We suffer for purpose, I believe. That's my perception, because I found that my suffering has served me well. It drove me to do things. It guided me. It directed me. It gnawed at me. It kicked my aspirin to make me go, hey, look over here. Something a little better over here. And if I wasn't...
Everybody's got a comfort zone, right?
Yeah, a level. That's right.
So it's got to push you out of that comfort zone.
Yeah, and at 24 years of age, when I started my journey in earnest, even though I had been praying for 8 years, 6 years prior to that about, heal me, heal me, heal me, it was, some years later that I was finally ready to receive that healing. And I think that was because, I've always been a spiritual guy, and Super Don, you know, we talk about this. In fact, I talked about this with my son just this morning. About religious beliefs. We raise our kids in our perspectives, but at the same time, we grant them the freedom to develop their own beliefs about the world around them, their experiences, because, look, I was granted this freedom to choose. Why would I deny my children that ability as well? I mean, we raise them up to know right from wrong, and then they got to figure it out from there, too. But, until you have suffered, sometimes you perceive the value in things of, let's say, non-material focus, like spirituality, perhaps. You know, if it's too easy. And granted, my kids have had it, to some degree, easier. Although, you can only say that so far because I'm not in my son's body any more than my daughter's. They're their own unique spiritual beings. And so they have to go through their life, and their perception of their life is theirs and their own. And you do your best to support them and teach them and guide them. But... you know, for instance, here, you know, again, the case in point, I grew up on a standard American diet, and I was very ill. So I obviously, and my wife, made the conscious decision, we're going to raise our kids differently. We're going to give them cleaner foods, organic foods, and then, you know, give them an opportunity to be physically strong and fit and other things. And then, granted, when they leave us, it's up to them to do with that as they will. But the suffering that I had is quite a different path that I took than probably my kids in some ways because of that. And I take it back out to the Independence Day discussion that we didn't plan on having today, Super Don. I know. It just happened. and I say, how much have the American people suffered or not suffered enough yet to continue to allow for the erosion of their liberties? Or the fact, like in my body, I didn't know what health was because I had always been ill to some degree or another under the chronic diseases of my youth and young adulthood. And so I didn't know what health was. I mean, I heard about it. I read about it until I met somebody who had so much vitality, 40-some-odd years older than me. And I said, wait, I want that. I didn't know that was possible. I had a body that was chronically ill. I was a kid. I did stuff, but I was, dragging the mercury ball and chain with me. And so there's that point where you go, wait a second, liberty? I think I do like that, but not until you have suffered enough with a liberty deficiency.
And so far, I appreciate it.
Yeah, exactly. I perceive, Super Don, I perceive that the American people have not suffered yet enough from liberty deficiencies. Because you'll have people arguing, oh, we're free enough. Well, what is that to you? It might be different for me. And if we've been granted that ultimate freedom by that, whatever you perceive created us, that any institution that would limit us, as long as, of course, I say this in a libertarian way, as long as you're not violating the rights, freedoms of other people, that level of restriction, everybody's different in how much restriction to their freedom they can take. How many of you can maintain your, I say this in a negative context, your childlike view of the world, not the positive, oh, anything is possible, but the negative, oh, can I have some more? Can I have some more, please? I'm a child. I'm not an adult. I need to ask permission for everything. So, question, 866-939-2355, if you want to answer it. No worries. It's Monday. I realize if you don't want to pick up a telephone, but you can. 866-939-BELL, robertscottbell.com. And, chuckle it up, fuzzball. Of course, yeah. I'm just throwing out some philosophy.
If you don't want to pick up a telephone?
Yeah. Do people do that anymore?
You must have had a really fun weekend if you don't want to pick up the telephone.
Yeah. Well, right? I acknowledge and honor those that people that would indulge more than we would. And maybe they have a tough time picking up a phone, even though it's like an ounce now. It's a lot lighter than it used to be when we were growing up, Super. They were lead. The phones were made of lead. You could actually, the movie props, you could take out the bad guys with telephones in the past. Oh, not so much anymore.
That was a dangerous weapon in your hand sometimes.
It was. These little cell phones, yeah, throw them at me again. God, is that the worst? All right. Oh, where were we going? Statins and breast cancer. That's right. And, you know, Dr. Oz plays into this. Flipping through the news this morning, just kind of assessing what was going on, I caught a rerun of Dr. Oz, I guess, from last week, and he was talking about cholesterol, the danger of cholesterol, and he called it bad cholesterol and good cholesterol. I'm like, you know, I am not going to call an inquiry here on the Robert Scott Bell Show because I disagreed with Dr. Oz about the language he was using to describe cholesterol. That's just not what I'm going to do. Claire McCaskill does stuff like that. But the reality is, here's where we go, all right. He's playing a game of compromise in talking about cholesterol. He's a cardiothoracic surgeon. I don't know that he buys into the mythology anymore that cholesterol causes heart disease. But does he buy into the claim that cholesterol may cause cancer, particularly breast cancer? Because that's Time Magazine came out. There's another article about it. Research now connecting high cholesterol levels with increased risk of breast cancer. I'm going, how is this possible? Except that, you know, high cholesterol, high fat, you say breast tissue is fat, but, you know, really, none of that makes sense to me. The only way that this could make sense to me, and you can read the article that's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, is that if you genuinely have abnormally high cholesterol, and I say genuinely because you don't know, because you don't know your ancestry, you don't know your mom's, your grandma, your grandpa's, all of that, going back to say, what is normal for you? Like Dr. Batar, he'll be on a little later. It's advanced medicine Monday. He's got cholesterol levels at 900, 1,000. They're perfectly normal for him. But if they're abnormally high because it's out of the realm of normal for you, if you could determine that, it would indicate liver toxicity, liver congestion, liver insufficiency, liver. The liver is corrupted. When the liver is corrupted, inflammatory cytokines, these are cell inflammation results. Things that will inflame your cells, damage the cardiovascular system, cannot be bound, processed, and excreted. And so the only link I can see with extra high elevated cholesterol that is not for you, right for you, is that your liver is sucking the eggs. And I don't mean the organic eggs that I would have you suck on. Anyway, with that, we're going to take a break. Is there a broken market for antibiotics that needs fixing? And New York becomes another medical marijuana state, or is it?
To the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hey, Super Don, you know, I was stretching a bit on trying to describe how they were arguing that cholesterol, high cholesterol causes somehow contributes to breast cancer.
Right.
And, you know, listen, I'm trying, you know, I like science. I'm like saying, gosh, is there, you know, like, you know, whatever, in a room full of manure, right? And I'm the guy going, where's the pony? And I'm just trying to say, there's got to be something. But, you know, obviously I often give the scientific realm that's not scientific much too much credit. And you took it to a place on the break, and I want everybody to realize the brilliance of Superdon here, where you took what they're really doing here with claiming that cholesterol could somehow cause breast cancer or contribute to breast cancer, because that really is what this is about.
Well, listen, you have to question everything. And, I mean, anybody who listens to the show knows that there's always something going on behind the scenes here that you have to look at these mainstream media news, you know, articles and things when they come out, that there's more to the story than what you're reading. And you have to think about it for a second. I mean, just recently, we've covered a couple of stories. In fact, you went on Jerry Doyle talking about one of them, where they're finding out the cholesterol really isn't so bad. And that fat, you know, I mean, fat, we were lied about fat. And that fat is actually good for you. And all of these artificial things that they're putting in there to take the place of the fat is what's causing the problems. And so what you're seeing, I think, is the whole, you know, fat slash cholesterol argument that's been made for so many years is starting to fall apart. Now, you have to think, the statin industry is huge. Now, I don't have a current number, but I know a couple of years ago, Mercola came out with an article talking about the statin industry. And at that time, in 2012, it was a $29 billion industry. Now, these pharmaceutical companies aren't going to just say, oh, well, we're sorry. I guess this isn't necessary for you. So what better strategy could you come up with than to get the need for statins behind breast cancer, pink ribbons, pink washing. I mean, that is one of the biggest things out there. And so if you can link yourself to breast cancer, suddenly you've just shored up any damages that might have been done from anything coming out showing that cholesterol is not as bad as they say it is.
Yeah. So this is the thing. Tie it into that, and then maybe we could salvage the fact that fewer and fewer people, ultimately, it's still huge, are going to buy into the cholesterol mythology on heart disease, so they won't take the statin drugs, which are very profitable still for big pharma. And, hey, we could tie it into the Pink Ribbon campaign if we just get you women on statin drugs, because we've somehow linked it to breast cancer. Yes, you'll eat them like candy.
Oh, you've got the BRCA gene. Here's a statin. You know, I mean, really, honestly, I mean, it could be that simple. And, it's just $29 million. They're not going to walk away from that.
No, we're going to applaud them to say, hey, yeah, look, there's going to be fewer preemptive strikes on female breast tissue, much less male. You know, and I talk about removing those mammary glands because you're afraid you'll get cancer. Hey, just take the statin drug. Maybe we don't need the surgery. But, again, it goes to the heart of healing, which they do not have. They're not accessing that at all. And, we look at other profitable or non-profitable drug categories. We transition to the antibiotic market. And there's a story here about the broken free market or a broken market in antibiotics. I'm thinking, broken market? I mean, you have a medical monopoly. You have a pharmaceutical monopoly on antibiotics. They have pilloried anybody who would come out with, for instance, a silver product that claimed to address any and all infections on planet Earth, for instance. So when you see colloidal silver sold in the health food store, it's a dietary supplement. There's no claims except maybe a structure function statement supporting immune system. That's all. Because we know that silver can eradicate it. In the meantime, it's not profitable. You don't patent it unless they can patent silver into their antibiotics and then make them work again. But the silver can be done without that. So all of these resistant strains, whether it be tuberculosis or whether it be real STDs like gonorrhea, they're rapidly running out of the ability to rely on antibiotics. And they say this century is a century they're going to be done for. So what are we going to do? And they say a market. A market. It's not a market when they say, hey, the government needs to provide incentives for companies to produce this because it's not profitable. Why is it not profitable? You think if you really could eradicate an infectious disease, you'd make a fortune. Well, no, it's not a big enough fortune because we can't keep you on those drugs forever. What makes big pharma a fortune are statin drugs when they say you need to be on this for life, or antidepressant medications, or blood pressure medications. That's where the big money is, not on, a 3-5-7-day, maybe 2-week protocol and out. That is not big enough money for big pharma. Despite the fact that, of course, we know of ways to not even have to resort to the antibiotics. So far, in my children, speaking of my children again, haven't had to resort to antibiotics in either one of them, right? 14 and 9. My daughter's now 9 officially. So there you go. We've got that. We've got, what else do we got? Monsanto, marijuana, New York. See if we get to it. Rehoming kids. What is that all about? Plus, Dr. Rasha Bitar, Advanced Medicine Monday. We'll see you next weekend at the Healing Revolution Summit in Asheville, North Carolina. Check it out. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Are we going soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
At the risk of further alienating and offending my atheist listeners.
Oh, I guess, no.
I know. I couldn't resist. I posted something, not a lot of response to, but I was okay. That's not why I put it up there. On Independence Day, July 4th, I said, this day is, what does this day about? And I said, spiritual freedom. And then somebody said, no, it's about economic freedom or whatever. I was like, you know, I'm not going to disagree with any form of freedom that you might think Independence Day is about. But if we look back at the history of governments and their squashing of liberties, you know, primarily among the reasons we left England to come to what was then to become the United States later was spiritual freedom. I mean, what was the First Amendment about? Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof, whatever that may be. And I've said for many times, for many years now, this is not about the 501c3 church or synagogue or mosque that asked for permission from the government to exist and be a nonprofit. Ultimately, it's a relationship that you have with what you believe or perceive to be the divine. Or maybe you don't have a belief about it. That's okay. That's why you're all welcome. Atheists can listen to the show, too. I may offend you, but you can listen. It's okay. Now,
well, how nice of you.
Yeah, I just wanted to get a little house clean.
If you're atheist, right? You can listen to this.
You can listen. I might not. No, I listen. Is it my intent to offend? I don't think so. Our meetings, our daily meetings with Super Don. Let's see. Who can we offend today?
If we're not offending somebody, we're not doing our job.
Right? I guess so. I mean, I try to offend Izzy. Izzy barks, but I don't think Izzy really cares.
Yeah,
Izzy, your dog doesn't have a really big ego. I noticed that.
No. No, she does.
Just she's loving animals. They are
very, very. She's a very loving animal.
Yeah.
I can't keep her away from me sometimes.
Yeah, that's why I want you to read the book by Anne. Oh no, who wrote these? Linda and Alan Anderson. Angel Animals,
Angel animals.
Dogs, Angel Cats. If you love animals, you'll get some deep, deep perspectives on that. Really great stuff. All right, let's come back to some of the stories of the day. We were going to talk about New York. New York City, or New York as a big New York.
Forget about it.
Forget about it. They are official now. Governor Cuomo. He signed the thing. It's the 23rd state to allow medical marijuana, but only on a leap year Tuesday when it snows in the month of August on Far Rockaway Beach in Long Island.
When a herd of buffalo are running through the town square, yes, then you can have some medical marijuana. But unless,
classic case of bait and switch. Yes, we're a medical marijuana state, but just try to get some. just try to get a doctor to even prescribe it, right? It's
right.
Like New York, man, Cuomo, and he's a Democrat, again, here to offend a Democrat, the lovers of liberty that they are, don't even want to allow the medicinal use of a plant that, oh my gosh, did I say it? Something created it that created all of us. And here we have this story going, yep, it's legal, but good luck trying to get it.
Yeah.
And this
is the
authoritarians. That's what offends me. Authoritarians.
This
now
is
you
the
know.
Problem that we're seeing all over the country, that people are celebrating the fact that this legislation is going through, but it's literally useless. It's literally useless legislation. I mean, for example, we're talking about New York. Guess what? He's going to have this ceremonial signing of the bill and fanfare and trumpets and stuff like that. But the first medication isn't expected to be available for at least 18 months. I mean, what?
How many children will suffer? How many people will die? You know, where's the compassion? It's not there. And when he signs it, will the pen be made of hemp? No, not likely. It will be made of petrochemicals. And petrochemicals are the big reason why hemp was made illegal, along with, you know, the paper from forests that are inefficient compared to hemp, and a lot of other reasons we talk about in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal by TMB and RSB. By the way, looking forward to seeing TMB, and you know his family, they're all coming. Did you see Brianna, his daughter? She did this, the entire Declaration of Independence. Even I, if I'm going to do that, I would have to read it. I mean, I know certain parts of it by heart.
Are you going to tell me she did it all by memory?
Completely by memory, and
no.
It's up on YouTube. It's absolutely incredible. I thought she was lip syncing, but then I thought that would even be more incredible, because how would you move your lips to all of those words for it? I mean, as a credit, 7 minutes. She did great. So very, very exciting to see that.
Very impressive.
Yeah, you got to check that out. That was amazing. So, Brianna, look forward to seeing you too, getting the families together at the Healing Revolution Summit in Asheville, North Carolina. That is July 18th through 23rd. It is not too late to get there. They're actually holding the seminar hotel rates available to you, and it's a great resort to bring the kids. Lots of pools and zip lines and golf carts that Ty Bollinger and Dr. Rasha Bitar are not allowed to ride. And we prohibit them from getting on them. But also Dr. Bitar will be there, so that's going to be awesome.
That'll be
so
fun.
What else about pot or marijuana cannabis? I mean, the thing is, remember,
well,
you don't need an act of Congress on the state level to even make the CBD available, the cannabidiol that we use, and Superdon you have as well, that is available in all 50 states. That's an important thing to remember. HempMedsPX.com, and you could get SHW47 is the code for the month of July to get 20% off. SHW47. That's before Monsanto gets a hold of this stuff.
Yeah, and they're going to try. They're going to try for sure. But I just did want to mention, you know, it's being here in Southern Oregon, you know, we got involved with the GMO campaign here and down here. And there's a lot of stuff going on here. I'm finding out on a local level. And it's very interesting because we talk a lot about, a national issues. Because mm-hmm. we're a national show. We're a global show. And so there are lots of stories, but it's interesting to take a look at what's going on in the individual communities. And I happen to be lucky enough to be in a community where there's a lot of things happening. And as far as the cannabis industry goes, I have found with a lot of the people, especially with the broadcast that I did last week from Southern Oregon Alternative Medicine, that in this community, what we're seeing is kind of a small example of what's happening across the country, in that there are laws and things that are being passed. Like here in the state of Oregon, medical marijuana is legal. But right. the problem that you're seeing is that nobody's having access. And what I've discovered, and I'm looking more into this, I'm going to be talking with some people here throughout the week, that it gets legal, and then the cities throughout the entire state come up with moratoriums on dispensaries.
Mm-hmm.
And you should see the list in the state of Oregon of all of the cities that have put down moratoriums on dispensaries. And this is wrong. And these people are coming out and they're putting these dispensaries together thinking that they're doing something to try and help people because it's now been legal in the state. And they're getting shut down because the cities will not give them business licenses in order to run a dispensary. And so there are actually some stories here locally that I'm going to be talking with some people and maybe reporting on here on the show, where we'll be able to see an example here in Southern Oregon of what it is that people are dealing with nationwide, where everybody's jumping up and down and celebrating that it's been made legal in their state, but nobody's able to get anything. And it's because it's the local governments that are still being affected by the stigma mm-hmm. of marijuana, that they're afraid of giving them a business license because somebody's going to have an issue with it, or somebody's going to have a problem with it, or have a moral objection to it.
Right. Now do you understand why I don't like licenses? I don't want this license. Listen, when we say the difference between legal and lawful, your right to keep and bear arms is lawful. You don't need permission because it's a right. That which is a right does not require permission. Your right to utilize the plants of creation for your own purposes, not by force or fraud on anybody else, it's your right by virtue of your birth, by virtue of your creation. And we have allowed the federal bureaucracy, also down on the state and local bureaucracy, to get its tentacles into every aspect of our life to usurp our right to utilize the plants of creation in this way. And because of belief and stigma, et cetera. And again, this is where the American people have not suffered enough. And more people have, and that's why we're seeing the shift on cannabis. But still, when you describe what you're describing in Oregon, where it's legal, you know, as a medical use, yet the obstacles are not being thrown down by Governor Cuomo, but on the local level, where it should be easier to fix and change. It's right. still an authoritarian culture in which we live. The people do not get it. They still ask for permission where none is required. And the moment they withdraw their consent, I could say en masse, but one at a time, of course, then sanity will be restored. Then the people who love and thrive on being an authority over you, whether they deserve to be or not, will have to go away, find some other planet or country to live in, because the American people will no longer tolerate that. But right now we do. I say that collective we. I don't. Maybe you don't, Superdon, but there are too many people that do. And that allows for this, I perceive it to be evil, to continue. And what is it that we need for evil to continue? Good men and women to say nothing, to do nothing. And in fact, the thing is, to do nothing would be better. It would be to withdraw your energy, your consent, for those who are governing us, limiting our behavior based on some wrong-headed perception. What? Planted into our DNA by global corporate theocrats. Theocrats because it's a religion. The religion of modern medicine is a religion. The Church of Pharmaceutical Medicine, Mysticism, etc. So what are we going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? We just had Independence Day. As you can hear, the theme is still kind of floating through the show. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Monsanto wants its grimy little DNA tentacles all over the cannabis as well. I really don't want to talk about it because that's going to bum me out a little bit more than I want to be. I do.
Okay, well, we don't want to bum you out.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I'm already bummed out enough to see Americans that love authoritarians instead of liberty.
Yes. So, all right, I'll just put, we'll post the article. You can read yourself. It's up on Facebook. It's on the Twitter.
And Super Don, you might want to post again, remind folks that when we post articles, if they really want to hear what's going on, they got to hear what's going on. Because some people will say, well, why did you post that article? I don't agree with that. It's like, well, we're talking about it. This is a radio show. This is a speaking show. So tell your friends, remind them that they can hear it, if not live, then archive through naturalnewsradio.com and our good friends at GCN, our syndicator, as well as many other places around the globe. This is a story you brought to my attention. I didn't know what this was. When you said rehoming, I mean, I was thinking, was a homing pigeon, or was it a sending up a drone and it comes home again? But this rehoming thing, we're going to have to squeeze in next segment or next hour. I'm not sure because I know we're running out of time here. But also, body odor. We don't ever talk about body odor here, do we?
Only when we can.
How about armpit hair? Do we ever talk about armpit hair?
Oh, I can't wait.
Well, let's see if we can do all of those things. Boy, this is going to be a challenge here, but we might be up to it because I have Super Don, and Shane is on the board, and we're at 866-939-2355.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm not so sure I like that bumper because it's about the smell and then suddenly it says the Robert Scott Bell Show. Ooh, I don't know. I like the song. Great song. But yeah, the smells of summer in the Northern Hemisphere. Sweating it up. Ooh-wee. Who's stinking up the room? Besides my teenager. No, he actually, we finally taught him. No, use that. Yeah, stick we gave you? No, use it. Yeah, right there under the arms. Seven things you never knew about body odor. We got a story here from Women's Health, interestingly enough. I guess you men stink so bad, the women got to write about it. Let's see.
Women stink too. It's true.
And I've told the story about sweat related to stinky sweat and non-stinky sweat. One of it is emotional stress. It changes your odor. But also, the food that you eat. And I'm not even talking about garlic and stuff and onions because that, we know, changes it. But literally, eating food loaded with toxins, chemically laden foods, it alters your body as well. Your body's trying to throw this garbage out any which way it can. The skin, largest organ for elimination, and it'll come out that way as well. And I'm just looking at this list of seven. You can check it out. The links are up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. Hair enhancing the odor, swiping this, actually using deodorant. You know, listen, there are even hemp-based deodorants now that are very clean compared to the toxic antiperspirants that are also aluminum-laden that can indeed contribute to breast cancer in the future. But remember I think I told you that story. I was out working a naturopathic show in Las Vegas many years, and a lady was hired to help out in the booth next door to me, and she was like a model, whatever, spokesperson. And I don't think she knew the meaning of the word deodorant. I don't know if you remember. Really.
Odoriferous emanations coming from the booth next to you.
Yeah, I said, ma'am, you're a very pretty, beautiful woman, but you smell. You smell. And she took it well. She did. She did not slap me.
You actually said that to her?
Yeah, I did. I said, listen, there's a problem here. She knew I was a homeopathic doctor, so she said, okay, I'll take it from that perspective. And that's the way I approached it. And I gave her a bottle of the Argentin 23. I think that was because of a medical show. I had a bottle of the Argentin 23, which is a sovereign silver, but 2.3 times more concentrated. And I just said, spray it under your arms. You do it right here. You can go to the bathroom, whatever. Instantly, smell is gone. Now, is sovereign silver a deodorant? No, not technically. It's silver in water. But what is silver? Silver is an antimicrobial. What creates a lot of the odor, manifests it, and expands it? It's the bacteria. And you immediately, you can do that. I've tested it on my teenager. It's true. It works. Not just on models hired in Las Vegas that smell bad. And, you know, you could use a silver-based deodorant. It will work. But anyway, don't overclean as well. I mean, the fact is the good bacteria keep things in check. And then the stress issue is really, 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 really. If I know, how do I know I'm under stress? A lot of stress. I'm like, woo, boy, I don't smell so nice. And normally I do because I've cleansed my body over, 24-plus years of eating cleaner foods, and it changed everything for me. So there you go. There's it's not seven things, but it's my thing that I wanted to tell you about that.
Well, you know, mm-hmm. one of the things I think is interesting is they talk here about how your hair can enhance the odor.
Mm-hmm.
And rumor has it that has been tested out at Arizona State University.
Is it true, though? Do they find out that if you have more or less hair, it's better or worse?
I think they might be conducting an experiment based on this Fox News article because this is a headline I just couldn't pass up.
Yeah.
Arizona State University is offering female students extra credit for not shaving their armpits.
What?
True story.
All right. Moms and dads out there, you happy sending your kids to college? This is the kind of stuff they're learning. You know, there's got to be some men complaining. Wait, what about us, right? We don't get extra credit because we're not shaving ours.
Believe it or not, it's a social thing that they're doing. They're wanting the students to be able to illustrate social issues with gender roles, particularly with the male participants.
Okay.
Now the women don't shave your armpits, get extra credit. The men, they didn't want to exclude them, so the men will get extra credit if they shave everything from the neck down.
Oh no, really?
Yes.
Arizona State University.
Yes.
Don't send us any pictures. Listen, we didn't get to do the rehoming story. Maybe we'll bring it up with Dr. Batar. Maybe we'll carry it over until tomorrow because it's very interesting. And I think my perspective on it will be different than what maybe many of you might perceive it to be. But stick around. It's Advanced Medicine Monday. We expect that Dr. Batar will be in. But we'll check it out and see after the news break because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.